Our next application is change of zone number 1833, Eagles Nest Fellowship Church.
Mr. Chairman, I am going to abstain from participation in this.
Yes, and I think
I also will be abstaining from this one.
Yeah, and any, if anybody else leaves, you're not getting paid tonight.
This is an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a CR1 commercial residential district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Broadkill 100, Sussex County, containing 2.13 acres, more or less. The property is located on the northeast corner of Reynolds Road and Broadkill Road. The 911 address is 13275 Reynolds Road and 26381 Broadkill Road, Milton. The tax map is District 235, Map 15, Parcel 7.01. Staff would submit for the record a copy of the staff analysis, comments from the Sussex Conservation District, the results of the service level evaluation request from DLDOT that did not require a TIS. There's also a survey and an exhibit booklet. Thank you.
Mr. Davidson, back again. I hope you're not paying him for travel. He only came here once.
Good evening. Again, for the record, my name is Mark Davidson. I'm a principal land planner with Pannoni Associates, located outside of Milton, Delaware, here tonight representing the application for Eagles Nest Fellowship Church, Incorporated. With me tonight are some of the board of directors of the Eagles Nest Fellowship Church. I have Pastor Bob Weed, John McTernan, Pastor John Honan, Drew Sammons, I believe Mr. Matt Windsor is sitting second row in the back on my right. Again, this is an application to rezone a portion of land that's zoned AR1 to CR1, which is approximately 2.13 acres in size. This property is located on the north side of Delaware Route 16. It is also on the east side of Reynolds Road. Booklets were handed in, and the exhibits on the booklet, you'll notice that on the zoning map, we are in the vicinity of other commercial properties. Directly located across the road are several C1 and one CR1 properties. The uses over there are the Lockwood storage units, the Lockwood construction company, there's Kenny's garage, and then I believe M&L Designs is tucked in there as well. Eagles Nest Fellowship Church has owned this property since 1995. This is in the map section of the books, I have put in some older photos in there. The building that's located on this property was built back in 1941, and it was the home of the Clyde Betts feed store. And it was used for commercial and business activities throughout the years. And then Eagles Nest purchased the property from the Clyde Betts feed company. The property is currently being used by the church for youth group activities as a part of the church. In the past, it was used, it started off as being the Eagles Nest Fellowship Church prior to them moving to their current location, which is on Zion Church Road. It's the large church that is also facing Delaware Route 1. Property was also being used for a daycare, preschool, and other church-related activities throughout the years. At this time, with their present location where they are, they would like the opportunity. They've been approached by several to lease the property and to do some types of commercial activity. And again, the reason we've picked the CR1 zoning is because although B1 zoning does cover an array of business activities, the CR1 zoning offers a little bit more on the side of being able to provide for, say, a farm implement sales, which is, sales and service and rental and repair, which sort of kind of resembled what the Clyde Betts, although Clyde Betts sold goods and other farm services, but kind of CR1 does cover that. And there's other uses within the CR1 zoning that will allow the church multiple opportunities to be able to utilize this property and to be able to expand what they have been currently doing. The 2008 Sussex County Comprehensive Plan states that this area is in a developing area on the north side of Route 16, outside of leading from Milton all the way up through to 16. That whole entire section is a developing area according to the comprehensive plan. In the 2015 strategies for state policies and spendings, the majority of this site, and again, these maps are in your booklet, is in a level two. Currently, the property is being served by an on-site well. It is also being served by an on-site septic system that's been permitted through both the well and the septic has been permitted through Denerec. As I stated previously, this site is 2.13 acres, and it is in keeping with the character of that section of Route 16, that intersection right there with all the commercial properties across the road. And then we feel like the proposed rezoning meets the general purposes of the zoning ordinance, being located in an appropriate location. And again, it is along Delaware Route 16, which is a major collector road. It's the east-west corridor from to the beaches. And it is a short distance to Delaware Route 1. And then we feel like it will serve the area, and will also serve not just the immediate area, but some of the uses that they have been approached with will serve some of the outside area as well. And that we feel like it is essential and desirable for the general convenience, orderly growth, prosperity, and welfare of the county. And with that, that's my presentation. The booklet was submitted. We did prepare some findings of facts, which is in the back of the booklet. All the maps and the comprehensive plan was also submitted as part of the record. And these gentlemen here and myself are here to answer any questions you might have.
Okay, thank you. We'll start with Mr. Hopkins.
No questions.
Mr. Hudson?
No questions, thank you.
I just have, we're really trying to preserve Route 16 corridor. And I know this is not a site plan or whatever, and I noticed the entrance when my wife and I rode by there today on Route 16 is pretty much full access. It's basically a paved shoulder. And Mr. Robertson, how do we approach this subject of, I know it's not connected to the change in zone, but still, I think it's noteworthy to at least broach the subject in the conversation of how do we preserve Route 16 with that building. How close is it to the easement?
About 14 feet off the property, the right-of-way line of Route 16.
Off the right-of-way.
Yes.
The building would be non-conforming, so that's there, so it's non-conforming or grandfathered. I don't know how we could do anything that would alter that. But you're right, if they decided to completely redevelop the property, that would be subject to site plan review. And we can't put conditions on a change zone, so we can't really address it that way. I know we're looking at that as part of the comp plan process, what we're going to do with Route 16. I don't know at this stage, other than if you were inclined to act in favor of it, you could maybe reference it in the reasons that, maybe it's appropriate for commercial, but it's anticipated that as part of the site plan review, the entrance would be on the side road, something like that, just so it's sort of noted.
And I can share in a brief conversation I've had with DelDOT and going, no traffic impact study was warranted. So we did have to go through the service level evaluation. So having a limited conversation with DelDOT, and I had another parcel like this years ago, which was the old Workman's store. Mm-hmm. And if you recall what Workman's store, the people backed out onto the highway there.
Sure.
Similar to this use. DelDOT, when we rezoned that particular parcel to commercial, DelDOT required us to relocate the entrance to not allow any traffic within that to back out. limited conversations with DLDOT on this particular parcel, they stated the same thing, that any use that we came in with or that the church would come in with, that a new entrance would an entrance, they do have an entrance in the rear of the property along Reynolds Road, that they would not allow traffic to be able to back out onto Reynolds Road as it currently does now, as it currently has been doing, you know, when it was the Clyde Bett store, as well as it was the church and then the preschool and the daycare and everything else. Okay. So at this time, as they come in and they change that use to whatever it could be under the commercial zoning, they will have to do a full-blown access design.
So. Well, I don't think it impacts the decision of the change in zone whatsoever, but I do think it's good to have it on your radar that as this progresses, Route 16 is a corridor we're trying to preserve, and you may be required in the future to change your access to Reynolds Road, and I'm just getting that on your radar as well, okay?
Mr. Ross, just to clarify your question too, you asked about, you know, the building. The building would be nonconforming, but as Mr. Davis said, the entrance layout or the access, there's no nonconforming or grandfathering of that. So if that changes, DLDOT would regulate how that goes.
So I just want anybody to be misled as we go down this path. Any other, Mrs. Walls? Mr. Whitehouse?
No questions.
No, thank you.
Nope, not for me.
Okay, have a seat. We'll see if anyone has any interest in your application. Anyone here like to speak in favor of change in zone 1833 Eagles Nest Fellowship Church? In favor. Anyone like to speak in opposition to change in zone 1833? Seeing none, we're going to close the public hearing. You're welcome to stay with us this evening to see if we make a decision or you may call the office in the morning.